It's time for the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. The Brenham Sports Line brought to you by Classic Care Cleaner, South Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do. And by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins, distributing of all your favorite Anheuser-Busch products. Welcome to the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude, brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and by Classic Hair Cleaners, where Cecil and all the folks make sure you look great in everything they do. With us in studio, as always, Heine Mnuchin's All-Star Band and our Sports Line mascot, Mookie the Rabid Badger, as we bring you another week of sports talk with a local attitude. Coming up in the second half of the program, open lines. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the Brenham Sports Line. In the first half of the program, we are going to talk with a young lady who is trying to make her mark in the world of rodeo. It's Brenham native Kyson Buckner, who is in just a few days going to be heading to Shawnee, Oklahoma for the international finals youth rodeo. And Kyson, welcome to the Sports Line.
Thank you.
Well, great to have you here. And obviously, I would imagine you are extremely excited about what you're going to be doing this time next week.
Yes, I'm very excited, and I'm just ready for it, honestly.
All right. And if you could, tell us a little bit about your background in rodeo and what got you so interested and so involved in this sport.
I actually do not come from a rodeo family. No one in my family really rodeoed. My mom kind of rode horses when she was younger, and I just always really just had a love for horses. I just rodeo, barrel racing, it just was something that I just dreamed of when I was younger. And in the fourth grade, I got my first pony, and for a few years I just kind of rode, just didn't really compete, just really just rode and got used to being around horses. And some friend of ours, they rodeoed, and I was friends with them. They had a daughter, so that kind of got me more interested in rodeo. And what really got my rodeo kicked off was me breaking my arm. I broke my arm around in like sixth grade, and I wanted to ride, but I was scared. So we met a lady named Tara Halla, and she gave riding lessons and like with barrel horses and stuff. So that's what really got me into barrel racing. And from then I just fell in love with it, and I really started competing at eighth grade.
All right, and you mentioned the barrel racing. What other events do you participate in?
I do run poles, pole bending. I do that also, but I'm supposed to run poles at Shawnee, but my horse has a torn tendon, so my pole bending career has come to an end a little bit shorter than expected. But other than that, I just run barrels. I used to tie goats, and I've roped breakaway before, but barrels is what I'm most in love with, and that's kind of the main thing I focus on.
And way back, back in the early days when I was in college, I had a girlfriend who was a barrel racer, and now I know one thing. Through barrel racing, you have to have a very special relationship with your horse, don't you?
Yes, yes. You have to trust them 110%, and there's for sure a bond that gets developed the more you run them and the more you just simply just go out there and spend time with them every day, even if you're just brushing their mane out and stuff like that. There's just a, you just develop a bond that no one else really can develop with them.
And and talk about a little bit about you know, the fact that you're in a sport that is not, you know, it's not like high school football or high school basketball or high school softball. It's really specialized, and you kind of have to go outside to find a competition, don't you?
Yes, you really do. It's for sure not your typical, like you said, high school sport. It requires a lot more, and it's for sure a very mentally tough sport.
Now, what are some of the things over the past couple of years that you've had to do to really prepare yourself for this this run at the international competition?
One of the toughest things I've had to learn over the years is you have to go out of your comfort zone. And when you say out of your comfort zone, you got to go, like, way out of your comfort zone. Some of the things by like that is when you I've bought horses from people, from girls at Pro Rodeo, the professional trainers, and I need to learn how to ride the horse, and I go make a run, and it's totally embarrassing. I did not ride the horse right, and I have to go out of my comfort zone to send them the video and to learn, okay, what did I do wrong? How do I get better? That's probably been one of the most challenging things because you don't want to feel judged, but those people, they truly want to help you, and it takes a lot. You have to go out of your comfort zone a lot to learn and better yourself, and that's for sure been and a very important lesson, but it was very hard to learn at first.
I would imagine. And you mentioned that you're not from a quote, rodeo family, but I would imagine their dedication to helping you to get to rodeos and all the long travel and the transportation that's involved has been something else, hasn't it?
Yes, I've been very, very, very fortunate to have parents that love the sport as much as I do and just love being around horses as much as me. So that for sure makes it a lot easier because they want me to win just as bad as I want to. So it really helps when you're driving home from the rodeo at 1 in the morning and they'll take over driving because you're too tired to.
And what's it going to be like this week when you get to Shawnee and you're going to be there with some of the absolute best riders in the world?
It will be for sure a challenge, but I have I talked to his name's Ty Hillman. He's a mental rodeo game coach. He just helps athletes prepare for their mental toughness. So he's helped me a lot. I just really try to work on my mental game and just remind myself that I'm my only competitor, that it's all on what I do, not what anyone else does. And I'll just keep reminding myself that and work on my mental game and just make sure my horses feel the best that they can.
And tell us a little bit about the schedule that you're going to be undergoing here when things start to open up.
We'll leave out on Saturday, and I'll find out when I'm up on Sunday, and hopefully I'll be staying till next Saturday for the short go, and then after that, we'll just come home and hit up more summer rodeos.
All right, mention now, what is the competition like? What do you have to do, what goes into qualifying you for the short go on the 12th?
There is two rounds, a first go and a second go, and everyone gets two runs, and they take the top 15 in the average. They'll average your two runs together, and then that determines who gets to go to the short go. And then you run in the short go, and they'll average that third time in to your other two previous runs, and fastest in the average determines the winner.
All right, so all three goes will count then, so they don't wipe out the qualifying when you get to the finals, right? They don't wipe that out.
No, not at this one. Nope. This right. one, it's three goes, and you got to be the best out of those three.
All right. And now we were reading that there's a lot of prize money, $250,000 in prize money, saddles, and so forth. But I would imagine the prizes is the belt buckle, isn't it?
This one, at this rodeo, I know you get a saddle. They give out buckles for, like, the top five and stuff, but I'm pretty sure the champion gets a buckle also, and this rodeo pays out actually really good for it being their youth rodeo. You can win a couple thousand for just winning a round, so, and then it pays out in the average. So there's actually a lot of money for it being a youth rodeo.
Mm-hmm. And
it's the world's richest youth rodeo.
All right. And getting back to the buckle, the championship buckle, that is something of an upper tier, kind of a status symbol, isn't it?
Yes, it really is.
Yeah, well, it must be something to just put on to wear that championship buckle around, isn't it?
It just means a lot because there is so much good competition at IFYR, and for you to be able to wear that buckle, it just shows how hard you worked and your determination to get to that point. There's a lot more behind that buckle than just having the fastest average. There's a lot behind it, and so anyone who gets that wear that buckle, it's pretty special and something to be proud of.
And once the summer's over and you head off, are you planning to compete in college in collegiate rodeo?
I'm actually attending Sam Houston State University, and I have an offer, and I will be rodeoing for Sam Houston starting in the fall.
All right. Outstanding. Yeah, I was lucky enough to go to a college that had a rodeo program, and those are a blast. I love the college rodeos.
Yes, I'm very excited. I have a few friends that are in college now and rodeoing, and they say it's just one of the best things. So I'm extremely excited for it.
I can definitely imagine. This is the Brenham Sports Line. We are visiting with Kyson Buckner, who's getting ready for the International Finals Youth Rodeo, and again that gets underway next Sunday and runs throughout the week in Shawnee, Oklahoma. And Kyson, it was a pleasure to visit with you, and we wish you the best of luck, and hopefully you'll bring back some cash and maybe a saddle and a belt buckle, and that'd be a nice souvenirs from your trip, wouldn't it?
Yes, that would be a great way to end my youth rodeo career, but thank you so much.
All right, we wish you the best of luck, and look forward to maybe visiting with you again once you get back from Shawnee.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, and best of luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, this is the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. We'll have more coming up right after these messages.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
Hello, would you like me to find workout classes near you?
There are no stores that sell glasses within 10 miles of your location.
There's enough artificial in the world. That's why Michelob Ultra is brewed with no artificial colors or flavors. With just 95 calories and 2.6 carbs, superior light beer. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 grams carbs, 0.6 grams protein, and 0.0 grams fat per 12 ounces.
Mike Hopkins Distributing is your regional Bud Light distributor.
Back here on the Brenham Sports Line. brought to you by Budweiser and Classic Air Cleaners. Want to thank Kyson Buckner for joining us here on the first part of the program. Again, she's going to be competing in the International Finals Youth Rodeo. And that's going to be getting underway the 7th. That is next Sunday at the Heart of Oklahoma Exposition Center in Shawnee, Oklahoma. Just graduated from Brenham High School this past May and is going to be participating in the world's richest youth rodeo. Going to be doing some barrel racing, and we wish her the best of luck. And we'll be keeping an eye throughout next week on her progress throughout the through the competition. This is the Brenham Sports Line coming up in the second half of the program here in about 10, 15 minutes. We'll open up the phone lines and take your calls at 836-9937, 836-9937. We'll take your calls here in just a few minutes. I want to touch on a few things, and just if you have not heard, if you haven't been around media, your computer, your radio, your television this afternoon, just a horrible story coming out of Arlington. Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs found dead in his hotel room in South Lake this afternoon. Foul play is not suspected. An investigation is ongoing. They have not released the cause of death. No speculation has been made at this point. Let's just say no speculation has been made at this point. But again, authorities do not suspect foul play. The Rangers and the Angels obviously have postponed tonight's ball game. Ranger General Manager John Daniels says that they only discussed tonight's game, he said, but he is open if the league feels that more games need to be postponed, that they will go along with whatever the league thinks and whatever the Angels feel is appropriate over the next several days. Just a horrifying story coming out of the Dallas area again. Pitcher Tyler Skaggs of the Los Angeles Angels found dead in his hotel room this morning in South Lake. The cause of death has not been announced, but they do say no foul play is expected. Skaggs' death comes 10 years after Angel pitcher Nick Adenhart was killed in a car crash around this time. I believe it was May of 2009. And so we will keep you apprised what games will be postponed. But again, the Rangers have said that whatever the Angels and whatever the league wants to do, they are fine with. And this horrible time for the Angels and for the family of Tyler Skaggs. Meanwhile, the Houston Astros back on the winning track, sweeping three games this past weekend. Now they move on to Colorado, where they will open up a series tomorrow night against the Rockies. Rockies team that has played well at times this year, has stumbled a bit, but the Rockies, a team that a lot of people feel a playoff caliber team. I believe they're going to be in the playoffs, and so going to be good competition for the Astros beginning tomorrow night at 7:10, 6:40 Astro launch. And Astros, as we said, hit a bit of a skid. I get the biggest kick out of modern social media. Not just that, I remember back in my day, you knew how to act. No, not all that. I just get the biggest kick out of seeing some social media posts about people saying, well, this Astros team is no good. Nowhere near as good as the last 2 years. They lost, what was it, 8 of 10 games? Yeah, 8 out of 10 games were swept in back-to-back series, and it's over. This team's just not as good. Their attitudes stink and this and that. Do you people that are posting this garbage understand that this team has a couple of 10-plus game winning streaks this season? And that they still have one of the best records in baseball? You know, people just don't get it. You know, I keep bringing this up. If a a team has a great year if they win 100 baseball games. If you win 100 baseball games, you've had a great year and you're going to the playoffs. But do you realize if you win 100 games in big leagues, you lose 62? So at some point, you're going to have a little stretch where you might lose 4 or 5 in a row, or 10 out of 12, or 8 out of 10. You're going to have little stretches like that during the season. But I just love the reactionary nature of people on social media. I just lean back and I chuckle. I laugh like crazy. I'm having that right now with my own fans of the Boston Red Sox. Yes, they are off to a start that's not indicative of what they were able to do the last year. No, yes, last year they got off to one of the best starts in the history of big league baseball. This year they find themselves, all right, a couple of games behind the Rangers, but still right there in the hunt for a playoff berth. The Yankees are having a great year. Okay, Yankees are running away, and the Red Sox are horrible, they're terrible, and oh my gosh, doom and gloom, and we got to blow up the team, we got to fire the manager who won the World Series in his rookie year last year. So social media is just, I lean back and I laugh at it, because it is so, people are so, pardon my language, stupid. Meanwhile, let's move on to Little League Baseball. We got some Little League Baseball coming up this weekend. The Section 1 All-Stars will get underway. Minor Baseball in Pflugerville will have coverage of those games from Pflugerville of the 9 and 10-year-olds. Washington County will face District 11. That'll be Saturday at 5 o'clock. Blake Hickerson will be there with the call, 4:35 pregame on KWHI, FM 101.7, and KWHI.com. 11-year-old baseball in Northwest Austin will pit Washington County against College Station Saturday night at 8 o'clock, and that's where Doug Brown will be Saturday to bring you all of the action. 7:35 pregame on KWHI, FM 101.7, and KWHI.com. And, of course, we'll have action on Sunday as well. Losers bracket games will be at 5 o'clock. Winners bracket games will be at 8 o'clock. And we will have games Sunday, one way or the other, here on KDHI. May have one, may have two. We'll see what happens with Saturday's action. But we'll have games Sunday and then hopefully again on Monday of our coverage of Section 1 Little League All-Stars on KWHI, FM 101.7, and KWHI.com. Major Baseball, Belleville is heading to College Station for their tournament. That will begin Saturday night at 8 o'clock as Belleville takes on Lufkin. This is the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a local attitude. Our guest earlier this half hour, a Brenham High School graduate, Kyson Buckner, getting ready for the International Finals Youth Rodeo, and had a very nice visit with her. If you missed it, you can catch it tomorrow morning on our website, kwhi.com. That's kwhi.com. We will have the interview up there for you to check out as she gets ready to head to the rodeo in Shawnee, Oklahoma, July 7th. And coming up in the second half of the program, open lines. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about within reason. 836-9937, 836-9937 here on the Brenham Sports Line. Of course, they're getting ready to crank up some football here. NFL is very close to getting their camps opened up. You want to talk about NFL football? We will. Brenham Cubs getting ready to begin workouts in 1 month. 1 month. Start of August, they'll begin workouts getting ready for the 2019 season. Looking forward to that. See if they can follow up on the success that Coach Elliot Allen brought to the team first year as head coach last year, making it three rounds into the playoffs. And, of course, we're excited about that, the start of the football season. And we'll have coverage here on KWHI, FM 101.7, and KWHI.com. We'll also have Blinn Buccaneer football for you. The Bucs will be kicking off their season early. And I mean early. The third week of August, they will have two Saturday, August games this year. And we will bring you those here on KWHI. Those games are August 24th and 31st. And we will have those for you. Coming up next, news on KWHI.
Spend your summer at camp with KWHI. All summer long, KWHI is giving you a chance to visit exciting Texas destinations for free. You can visit the Aquarium Pyramid at Moody Gardens in Galveston, ride the Monster Storm water rides at Typhoon Texas in Katy, see the giraffes and elephants at the Houston Zoo, or maybe catch the latest blockbuster movie at Westwood Cinema 6 in Brenham. To win, just listen to KWHI for the camp roll call. When you hear it, call us at 979-836-9937. Caller 6 will represent their family cabin in our on-air summer camp contest. You might even win one of our grand prize packages, including a two-night stay at Casa Del Mar Beachfront Suites in Galveston. KWHI wants to thank our fellow camp counselors, Shoppers Farm Supply in Giddings, Topper's Liquor and Wine, Herman's Furniture in Brenham, and WC Tractor in Sealy. Camp KWHI, all the fun, none of the pesky mosquitoes.
It's Section 1 Little League All-Stars on KWHI. The Section 1 tournaments begin Saturday, July 6th, and we'll have doubleheader action here on KWHI. Minor baseball in Pflugerville will pit Washington County against District 11 beginning at 5 o'clock. Then 11-year-old baseball in Northwest Austin will pit Washington County against District 33 at 8 o'clock. Check out all the action on your voice for Little League All-Stars, KWHI AM 1280, FM 101.7, and KWHI.com.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Mark Remillard. 14 members of Congress heading to border detention facilities amid reports of deplorable conditions for migrants.
There was a toilet, but there was no running water for people to drink. In fact, one of the women said that she was told by an agent to drink water out of the toilet.
Chair of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, Joaquin Castro, says the system is still broken. The visit comes as the head of U.S. Border Patrol says they're investigating a secret Facebook group of current and former agents. ProPublica reporting that the group made vulgar and offensive posts mocking lawmakers and immigrants. At the White House, meanwhile, President Trump signing a bill passed by Congress last week to help improve conditions for migrants at the border.
Today, I'm signing a bill to deliver $4.6 billion in humanitarian assistance to our southern border. This includes funding for medical care, shelters, and increased housing for minors.
President Trump says Congress needs to pass a border security bill. Southlake, Texas police say Los Angeles Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs was found dead in his hotel room this morning.
The Angels and Major League Baseball not releasing details, but the Angels releasing a statement reading, quote, Tyler has and always will be an important part of the Angels family. Our thoughts and prayers are with his wife Carly and his entire family, end quote. Skaggs pitched over the weekend. He was praised for his strong performance despite the Angels losing to the Oakland A's. He was only 27 years old.
ABC's Alex Stone. Officials in Hong Kong condemning overnight violence when hundreds of protesters swarmed into the legislature and defaced the building before police moved in. The events followed weeks of protests over a controversial extradition bill. And stocks closing higher on Wall Street with investors encouraged by the U.S. and China agreeing to more trade talks. The Dow rose 117, the S&P added 23, and the Nasdaq gained 85. This is ABC News.
Did you know that the IRS is getting more aggressive these days? They're using private agencies to track you down. Don't wait. If you owe more than $10,000, take advantage of the Fresh Start Initiative, a program in place that can help you now. You can save thousands and possibly have your taxes forgiven. There's help for those of you who owe $10,000 or more, but it's important that you take action before these programs change. Call the tax experts at Oxford Tax Partners for a free consultation now at 800-575-1919. That's 800-575-1919.
There's nothing like meeting face-to-face, and there's nothing like Zoom to make that happen. Zoom lets you connect and do business across town or around the world. Zoom ties together all of your communication needs into one easy platform for video conferencing, phone calls, group chat, webinars, and your conference rooms. Connect easily from anywhere, your mobile phone, your laptop, or conference room. Zoom is how business gets done. Get your free account at Zoom.com today. Meet happy with Zoom.
15-year-old Corey Goff defeating her idol Venus Williams in the first round of Wimbledon. Naomi Osaka, who won two straight Grand Slam titles, also losing in the first round. Some baseball fans in New York are lamenting an unofficial holiday.
Two forlorn Mets fans, July 1st is salt in the wound of a disappointing season.
Happy Bobby Bonilla Day!
Yay!
Talking about the day every year, the Mets write a check for almost $1.2 million to a 56-year-old who hasn't played since 1999. Back then, Bobby Bonilla had a year left on his contract worth $5.9 million. The Mets didn't want to pay that, so for some reason they agreed to a deferred deal involving a yearly payment plus interest that'll add up to nearly $30 million when it's all over in 2035. It only makes sense to Bonilla. Scott Goldberg, ABC News, New York.
The U.S. Postal Service is suspending mail delivery to one Louisville street that has a history of dog attacks. USPS spokeswoman Susan Wright telling the Courier-Journal one courier recently dodged three loose dogs on Girard Avenue. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
I'm Joshua Bloschke with another KDBHI local news update. Authorities in Bryan are continuing to investigate the body of a man found early Monday morning in the middle of the road. According to Bryan Police, officers responded around 12:30 to the 500 block of North Texas Avenue for a deceased person in the roadway. Officers arrived to find a male in the northbound lane with what they said were obvious signs of trauma. Police believe the man was hit by a vehicle, but circumstances surrounding the incident were unknown. The victim's name has not been released pending family notification. Bryan Police are asking anyone with information on the matter to call either them or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. Bluebell Ice Cream is currently investigating an incident of a customer tampering with a half gallon of ice cream. In a tweet posted Saturday and shared with Bluebell's Twitter account, a video shows a woman in an unnamed grocery store opening a half gallon of Tin Roof ice cream, licking the ice cream in the carton, replacing the lid, and putting the carton back in the freezer. Bluebell responded on Twitter and on its website thanking the poster for the report, which Bluebell says has been forwarded to law enforcement, retailers, and social media platforms. Bluebell goes on to say it'll continue to monitor this situation and this type of incident will not be tolerated. And a three-year arson investigation in Fayette County is cleared and an arrest has been made. 32-year-old Adam Christopher Allschlager of LaGrange was arrested Friday on a first-degree felony charge of arson. According to Fayette County Sheriff Keith Grenick, the sheriff's office began investigating several suspicious fire scenes in July of 2016 with help from the state fire marshal's office. Area fire departments responded to the string of fires where property damage ranged from minor to total losses. Allschlager booked into the Dan Arbeck Justice Center at $250,000 bond. Forecast calling for partially cloudy skies. Look for an afternoon high of 88 degrees, overnight low of 73. Possible thunderstorms Tuesday, 50% chance of rain, and a high of 88. I'm Joshua Bloschke for KDBHI, AM 1280 and FM 101.7.
Tune in Tuesdays at 9 a.m. for Community Corner on KDBHI, AM 1280 and FM 101.7. Community Corner is a program to keep you informed about happenings in Washington County. On Tuesday, July 2nd, Craig will be speaking with Crystal Locke of the City of Brenham about the Hot Nights Cool Tunes concert series. If you have an event that you're planning and would like to share the information with the public, contact Holly at 979-836-3655. Community Corner, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. on Friendly Country KWHI, AM 1280 and FM 101.7. Astros baseball is on KWHI. Tune in to hear the 2017 World Series champions, the Houston Astros, on KWHI 1280 in Brenham. Brought to you thanks to our Astros sponsors, Tekler Toyota, TDM Pipe and Steel,
Apple Ford, Mattress Guys, LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac, SFS Schulte Farm Services, Fireplaces, etc., Brenham National Bank, Blue Bonnet Petroleum, T3 Truck and Trailer, and Team Ford of Navasota. Please support our Astros sponsors, and for Astros baseball, keep your radio tuned right here on KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7, your Houston Astros connection.
Back on the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude, brought to you by Classic Hair Cleaner, South Market Street, Brenham. Making sure you look great in everything Cecil and the folks do. And by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and Michael and the folks, making sure you are fully stocked with all your favorite Anheuser-Busch products for the holiday coming up. Just remember, though, be safe. All right, if you're out there, don't drink and drive on this 4th of July holiday or any time at all. Do not drink and drive. Open phones, 836-9937, 836-9937. We've got open phone lines. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. Want to thank Kyson Buckner, for joining us earlier tonight in the first half of the program. As she gets ready for the International Finals Youth Rodeo, a young lady who just graduated from Brenham High School this past May, getting ready to head to Sam Houston State and compete in rodeo there as well. She's going to be in barrel racing at the Heart of Oklahoma Exposition Center in Shawnee, and that begins next Sunday, July 7th through the 12th. We wish her the best of luck, and hopefully we'll see her in the short go Friday, July 12th. Lots of money on the line, saddles and belt buckles, and we wish Kyson the best of luck. And if you missed it and want to hear that interview, well, we will have it posted to our website, kwhi.com, tomorrow morning. As soon as our crack engineer, Mark, gets it posted to our website tomorrow morning. Again, the big story in sports, unfortunately, it's one of those days where the big story that everybody's talking about, a very sad and tragic story coming out of the Metroplex. Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs found dead today in a hotel room in Southlake as the Angels got ready to take on the Texas Rangers. The authorities do say they believe no foul play is suspected. They are conducting an investigation. Rangers GM John Daniels told the media he discussed only Monday's game, but says that he and the team are open to discussing if the league feels more games are needed to be postponed in the wake of this horrible tragedy that has hit the Los Angeles Angels. Again, pitcher Tyler Skaggs found dead today in a hotel room in South Lake as the Angels were preparing to take on the Texas Rangers. Meanwhile, elsewhere in the big leagues, Astros sweeping Seattle this past week, and comes on the heels. And granted, they're not the best of teams, but the Astros really needed those wins after they hit just a little kind of a two-week skid, which happens to everybody. Don't overreact. But, yeah, they hit a little skid, which, you know, even teams with the best of records have, and the Astros still have one of the best records in all of baseball. They've had a couple of win streaks that have gone into double digits this season. So, you know, a little losing skid expected. That's all right. Things will straighten out. I know, being a Red Sox fan, I've hit the panic button more than once or twice on the team, and they wound up straightening out. So take it from someone who knows. Don't you know, jump the shark just yet. 836-9937, 836-9937. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the Brenham Sports Line. You want to talk about the NBA? Wow. Talk about some craziness. The NBA free agency signing period began at 6 o'clock last night, and by about 8 o'clock, everybody was signed. I mean, there's a few guys out there, but boy, not many. And a lot of trades, a lot of sign-in trades because of probably the most convoluted and confusing salary cap in all of professional sports is in the NBA. And so a lot of these sign-in trade deals that just gave me a headache and had me completely confused. The big news locally, well, the Houston Rockets missed out on Jimmy Butler. Tried to work a trade to get Butler from the 76ers. Did not want to sign him as a free agent. Wanted a sign-in trade with Philadelphia. Tried to get other teams involved in a three-way deal. Fell through. Butler came to an agreement with the Miami Heat, and that's who will be Philadelphia will be trading Jimmy Butler to, will be the Miami Heat. And Butler not really excited about going to Houston. Was reading some stuff in some of the Philly papers. Butler was not really excited about coming to Houston because basically whoever comes to Houston will only get the ball, you know, whenever the beard doesn't feel like shooting it. James Harden puts up brilliant numbers and is probably one of the most is definitely one of the, if not the most talented player in the NBA. The problem is he can't get the ball out of his hands. You know, he puts up, you know, just gaudy numbers, but isn't a real pleasant team player to be around. And, you know, so Jimmy Butler had said pretty much that he was real tentative about going to Houston. He's really excited to go to the Miami Heat. He'll be the man in Miami. And so Jimmy Butler, though, not coming to Houston. The Mavericks reached a max deal with Kristaps Porzingis. That's a smart move by the Mavericks. They are starting to lay the groundwork to have a pretty good basketball team. It's not going to be great just yet, but they got a chance to be pretty good and to build on that and make this within the next couple of years a chance to be a great basketball team. So the Dallas Mavericks inking Kristaps Porzingis to that max deal. A nice move on their part. This is the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. If you want to ask about anything coming up, the upcoming Cub football season. Also, they're getting ready to start the volleyball season in Brenham and Burton. Give us a call, 836-9937, 836-9937. Blinn Buccaneers getting ready to crank things up. Buccaneer football, expecting more big and exciting things. Again, give us a call, 836-9937, 836-9937. This is the Brenham Sports Line.
Rosie, come out tonight!
Wow.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
Ever wonder what ingredients are in Bud Light? Just check the packaging. We brew with hops, barley, water, and rice. Ever wonder what ingredients are in Coors Light? You can't check the packaging. You have to go to their website, download a PDF, and scroll to page 3. There it is. Coors Light brews with hop extract, barley, water, and corn syrup. Bud Light. Brewed with no corn syrup. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri. Based on information available at MillerCoors.com as of January 16, 2019.
Mike Hopkins Distributing is your regional Bud Light distributor.
Back of the Brim Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude. Give us a call, 836-9937, 836-9937. We've got open phones. We'll take your calls, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the Brenham Sports Line, 836-9937, 836-9937. Taking a look around the sports world, of course, boy, all eyes on Europe right now. In France, down to the Final Four, Women's World Cup soccer tomorrow. The exciting Team USA going to be taking on England in the semifinals at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon on Fox, Channel 26. And, boy, looking forward to that. I have watched all the American games in the World Cup, and this team is so much fun to watch. Some remarkable athletes, and they're trying to repeat as World Cup champs, and they have played well at times. They played a little bit kind of below expectations at times, but for the most part have lived up to their number one ranking, especially against France last week. In the quarterfinals, U.S. ranked number one in the world, France ranked number four in the world, and just by luck, they met in the round of 16, or the round of eight, excuse me, the round of eight, and the USA pulls off the 2-1 victory on a pair of goals by Megan Rapinoe, and they're going to need just as strong an effort against England tomorrow if they're to reach the World Cup Finals, and again, that's tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. And, well, the big news coming out of Wimbledon today was the opening round of Wimbledon tennis, and talk about a fairy tale come true. The youngest player in the field, 15-year-old Coco Gauff, as I said, youngest competitor in the field, taking on the legendary Venus Williams at 39, the oldest woman in the field. And she's won more than just a handful of championships over the years. And it was the 15-year-old Coco pulling off the 6-4, 6-4 victory. Very emotional end of the tournament as she was crying. Her father was crying in the stands, and an amazing opening round at Wimbledon. And it was just her third tour level match. And for Yeah, for Venus Williams, she's played over 1,000 tour-level matches in her career. So really, really a Cinderella story as Coco Gauff, at the age of just 15, pulled off the victory against one of the true legends in the world of tennis, Venus Williams. Meanwhile, anything else you want to talk about here in the big wide world of sports, give us a call, 836-9937, 836-9937. NFL teams going to be hitting camps here in just a couple of weeks, and then the lovely schedule of preseason games will be underway. And what do you think about the NFL talking about it? Now, no one has really explored it much, but they are talking about it. At least they're talking about it. And that is shortening the preseason to just two of those worthless games. Letting teams set their rosters in camp. Letting teams decide what their roster is going to be with two competitive preseason games, and then extending the regular season from 16 to 18. Of course, the owners are thinking not a bad idea because, well, they get more money. That's all they want, just more money, and that's you wave more money in the faces of NFL owners, and they'll jump through hoops for you. But if that holds true, you're looking at 18 regular season games in the National Football League, and would that be even more interesting? I like the idea, I really do. But we'll see, because the fewer preseason games, the better. I mean, when the preseason games get here, you're actually kind of excited. You're thinking, hey, actually, competitive football, yeah. Then you watch that first week, it's like, okay. The second week comes, and okay. And by then, it's like, can we please start this NFL season? Can we get this dang thing going here? Yeah, because I'm really sick and tired of watching guys who really, you know, the whole second half of games, you're looking at guys who basically are going to be bouncing from team to team or might be serving you the next time you pull up to Burger King or McDonald's or Jack in the Box or something. So if they extend the NFL season to 18, I'm all for it. More competitive football, the better. But that's what they're thinking about in the National Football League. They're going to discuss it, but the preseason will be getting started here pretty soon. As around a month away, a little over a month away. And teams, of course, going to be reporting to camp here later on this month. And that's when things get underway in the National Football League. Let's go to the phones, and good evening. You're on the Brenham Sports Line.
Hey, Ed. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, Clay. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right. Doing all right. Hey, I just, you know, I love hearing you rant. Yeah.
Well, somebody's got to do it. You know, people don't call, so I guess gotta go on my own.
Oh, yeah, that's it. So I figured I'd give your voice a break a little bit and get your opinion on a few things.
Okay.
All right. Well, you know, I listen to sports talk from that town about 72 miles down, kind of east of us.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're crowning their quarterback from the Texans.
Oh, yeah. Deshaun Watson. Yeah.
As the second coming of Jesus Christ.
They do like him a lot, I'll tell you. I've listened to and there's no shortage of sports talk shows coming out of Houston, I'll tell you. They it's like they have like oh gosh, at least five or six stations that are all sports out of Houston now. And I like Deshaun Watson. The problem is that the way that he plays, he opens himself up to injury so easily.
Really? Yeah, yeah. And, you know, they're, like I said, you know, these guys, and he hasn't done anything, you know.
Right.
But, you know, I listen to 610, so I'm just going to give call letters.
Right.
And, so, but, you know, hell, that's their flagship, so.
Yeah, I like Deshaun Watson, but you're right. He hasn't accomplished anything just yet. He's not going to if he keeps playing the way he is, because he opens himself up for so much injury. He has to learn where to choose his spots to run. He can't just run every time. Every time somebody's not open, he can't just tuck it in and run. He's going to wind up getting hurt again.
Yeah, yeah. And that's it. And then, you know, being a Cowboy fan, I'm sorry, but, you know, we don't, you know, when they extend him, he's not a $30 million quarterback. You know, he's a good quarterback. He's a Tony Romo. Let me put it that way.
Uh-huh.
He'll get you there. I am a Romo fan, but he never won anything for us. But he's going to get us close, and then he's going to I'm going to stop right there.
Well, that's
his chance. Yeah.
One thing I'm going to be really interested to see is what he's able to do with a full season with a weapon on the outside, and with a couple of weapons now that he's got on the outside now. Because they've got to go along with Amari Cooper. They also signed a couple of very nice free agents that will give Dak some nice weapons on the outside.
Yeah, my son keeps me informed. Because, you know, we're kind of that black hole here in Brenham. You know, we don't hear any Cowboy news unless it gets piped in from out of town. So.
Right. I hear you.
Yeah. Well, Rick, you got internet, so you can keep up with them guys, you know.
Well, and I don't know how much he's going to contribute, but.
Yeah.
The leadership of having, the tight end back.
Whitten.
Yeah, Jason Whitten. I don't think he's going to actually contribute very much, but his leadership might. He's being considered as a guy that could be a coach in the future because he's so knowledgeable of the game. And I think his leadership is going to help this team. And I think his leadership is actually going to help Dak a bit to mature.
Yeah.
Now I one thing that I'm wondering what do you think about, and that is the stories going around that you know, they're going to just use up Ezekiel Elliott this year and maybe next, and not give him the big multi-million dollar contract that he's looking for.
All right. That's what I'm looking at, because there are a dime a dozen running backs. You know,
right. They
are just, you know, they can blow somebody up and just run the devil out of them on a rookie contract. If there's, you know, and that's some of the things on both things. Yeah, these guys are getting beat up every week for 16 weeks or, well, 15. 2 weeks, you know, because they're workout warriors. But, you know, Aaron Rodgers, all the Tom Brady, he takes pay cuts so they can get people in.
Sure.
But, you know, Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, who's the guy in Seattle?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Gosh, I know who you're talking about. Oh, my gosh.
And then you got San Francisco. I'm sorry. You know, us 65 to $70,000 a year guys are paying for these guys to make $30 million a year. I'm sorry. You know, I go to a football game either in Houston or Dallas once every 5 years. You know, because I got to build up money to go see this stuff.
Oh yeah, you know, it's crazy.
It is just unbelievable. You know, if these guys realize, you know, now I'm going to rant. I'm not going
to
go there.
Your turn to rant now.
Yeah, I'm going to be up and rant. But no, that's something me and you need to sit at a bar and have a couple of cold beverages. And, you know,
I'm all up for that. Oh, yeah. Sure. Iced tea. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we can bring Craig in too, and then
Yeah, we might have to include Lumpy. Yeah, only if he wears his Bob Lilly jersey.
Yes. If he wears that one, you know, and that's the only Cowboy. Well, besides Roger Staubach, that you give credit to for being, good football players.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, as much as I dislike the Cowboys, and I'm one of those Cowboy haters, the greatest players that ever played the game, some of my favorite players, Staubach, Bob Lilly. I'm a huge, huge Randy White fan. I loved watching Randy White when he was in his prime.
The master, yeah.
Still the greatest, still I consider one of the 10 greatest plays in the history of football. Was when Randy White ran down Eric Dickerson 50 yards downfield from behind. I thought that was one of the greatest plays I ever saw in my life. Eric Dickerson was in the open. He was cruising to the end zone, and Randy White ran him down from behind. I thought that was one of the greatest plays I ever saw in my life. Ever since that day, Randy White's been one of my 10 favorite football players that ever played the game.
Yep, that's it. That's it. Okay, well, I see you're up against it, and Ed, God bless you and your family, and I will let you shut her down, and I'm going to have another cold beverage and toast you again. Yeah.
All right, well, I'll tell you what, you get hold of me, and I'll get Craig, and we'll sit down, and we'll talk sports and swap lies deep into the night.
Yeah, heck yeah, that worked for me.
All right, Clay, I appreciate the call, my friend.
Hey, I'm going to give a shout-out to the Polak. He'll know who he is.
All right, tell him Nastrovi.
All right, take it easy.
You have a great night. All right, thanks for the call. This is the Brenham Sports Line. We're going to wrap it up right after this.
Remember those summer nights, telling campfire stories, eating s'mores, and sleeping in a tent?
And one time, at band camp?
Well, grab your sleeping bag, because KWHI wants to send you to camp this summer. You and your family could be setting sail on your own sea turtle rescue mission on the new spinner ride, Riptide Rescue at SeaWorld in San Antonio, or visiting their new water park, Aquatica. More than 5 movie sets at the Houston Children's Museum, including Superhero City and Dino World, or cheering on the Sugarland Skeeters baseball team. Hike to the top when you hear the camp roll call. And call us at 979-836-9937. Caller 6 gets to play our summer camp games for a chance to win. We're even giving away grand prize packages, including a 2-night stay at Casa del Mar Beachfront Suites in Galveston. KWHI is sending you to camp this summer thanks to Rental Solutions in Giddings, Select Furnishings in Brenham, Fireplace Etc. in Bryan, Modern Air Solutions in Brenham, and LaGrange Ford in LaGrange. Camp KWHI, where short sheeting of beds is not allowed.
It's Section 1 Little League All-Stars on KWHI. The Section 1 tournaments begin Saturday, July 6th, and we'll have doubleheader action here on KWHI. Minor baseball in Pflugerville will pit Washington County against District 11 beginning at 5 o'clock. Then 11-year-old baseball in Northwest Austin will pit Washington County against District 33 at 8 o'clock. Check out all the action on your voice for Little League All-Stars, KWHI AM 1280, FM 101.7, and KWHI.com.
Mom.
You've been listening to the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. Brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and Classic Hair Cleaners, making sure you look great in everything they do. Want to thank Kyson Buckner for joining us the first half of this program as she gets ready for the International Finals Youth Rodeo in Oklahoma beginning next Sunday. We wish her the best of luck. And thanks to everybody for joining us here tonight on the Sports Line. Thanks for Clay for giving us a call here in the second half of the program to kind of pick things up a little bit. That was a lot of fun. Enjoyed that. And you can listen to the Brenham Sports Line if you missed it on our website, kwhi.com. We'll see you again next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Have a safe and happy 4th of July, and we'll see you next Monday night on the Brenham Sports Line.
Now back to more friendly